الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. وقال تعالى: ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very important thing for students, which is commonly known to all students, but Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has added one more point to that. The one is, in order to be successful, it's not, you don't have to work miracles, you don't have to break your head. Very simple. Every day make mutala. Mutala means, according to what our Buzurgs explained, to have an idea, not to know the whole sabak, all the details. Just to have an idea that tomorrow what is going to come in the dars. Just very briefly you look over it. And you have an idea what you have understood, what you haven't understood, and what you don't know. So those things which you haven't understood, what you don't know, you pay more attention in the dars. And still there also you don't understand, ask the ustad. Still you didn't, find out later from other students, senior students, go back to the ustad again. Then after that, takrar, repeat that sabak again. Whether you repeat it to yourself, more better, you give it like a dars to your friends. That is more what takrar. And then to be punctual with your sabaks always. Every day, punctuality. If you can, even just 1 minute before time be for every class. Don't be 1 minute late. Otherwise, be on time. These are three things which our akabir, our aslaf, always stressed on. To be punctual on your time, to make mutala, and to make takrar. If you do it in this limits, you'll see you'll manage easily. You don't have to give much extra time or no extra time. The time that is set aside for mutala, that will be enough for that. But one fourth thing, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali stressed, that from the first day, start making revision, door, right through. Not only exam time. Usually as students, we only imtihan time, we study everything from the beginning to get ready for imtihan. But do this on a daily basis. A student who will do that, his ilm will become rasikh. If you only study for your imtihan, it's in your mind for the imtihan. The minute the imtihan is over, it's out of your mind. Just like our common tabiat nature is, that if you ask, somebody ask you what's the time, you'll say, oh, 10:45. After 2 minutes somebody asked you, you didn't see the time to remember it, to register it. You just saw it to know it. So after 2 minutes somebody asked you, again you look at the watch. After 2 minutes again you look at the watch. Today the date is the 10th of Jamadul Ukhra. Somebody asks you the date, you'll see in your watch or the calendar, 10th of Jamadul Ukhra. Like a shopkeeper, he has to make invoices. So the next invoice he makes again he looks at the calendar. Because we didn't look to remember. We only look to know for that time. So the same way, if we study just for that time, then that person only remembers it for that. After that, it goes out of his mind. But if you study to remember it permanently, it will remain permanently in your mind. So therefore, somebody asks you your name, you don't have to go and look in your diary, what's my name? And you know what's your name. Anytime, middle of the night, you know what's your name. So like that, our ilm also must become. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Bismillah. This ayat-e karima of the Qur'an-e Pak, which I have recited, it starts from in front. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُؤْتِيَ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ, that a person whom Allah has given kitab, Quran, ilm of Quran, or sahibi kitab, rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and hikmah, hadith, the aqwal, or af'al of the Nabi of the time, and nabuwat even if Allah gave him, or ilme nabuwat Allah Ta'ala has given that person. So it's not right for him, it's not proper for him. Thumma yaqula linnas, he goes around telling people now. In other words, he has become a big alim, a big hafiz, qari, everything. Big buzur, peer, sheikh he has become. Thumma yaqula linnas, kunu ibadalli, min dunillah. You become my slaves, not Allah's slaves. Allah gave him ilm. Allah made him hafiz, alim. Allah made him a wali. Allah made him a peer. Allah made him a sheikh. Now he wants it for his respect. People must respect me. People must talk good about me. Or more than that, he wants to take out money from people. Many such people, ulama also, and mashayikh also. When we haven't got haqiqat, this is what Allah gave us. Now we use it to take out things from people. And worse than that, and there are those cases also, unfortunately, they start using the woman also. All this, Allah gave you some honor, Allah gave you ilm, Allah gave you position in society. Now you're using it for yourself, to take out money from people, for your name, fame, people must praise me. You mustn't have it. If people praise you, that's up to them. People tell you, Jazakallah, that's up to them. But you mustn't have the desire. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. That we do things, we don't expect any jaza, we don't expect any shukr also. Of course, a father, parents, ustad, sheikh, must teach his murids to be mashkur, to express their shukr. But we, from the people, etc., we must not expect anything in return from them. Only khalisatan liwajhillah. That we do it only for Allah's pleasure. So when Allah has given you this position in any way, then don't you take it for yourself. But walakin kunu, you mustn't do it for yourself. What you must become? This ilm which Allah gave you, ilm nabuwat, ilm Quran, Allah made you alim, etc. By that, what must you become? Rabbaniyin. That is what Allah says, we must become Rabbani. What sigha is Rabbani? Ji? Sigha, Rabbani, plural, jama' it is, and also? Ji, isme mansoob, mashallah. So, like Shafi'iyun, person ta'alluq with Shafi'i madhab, or Baghdadiyun, person. So, Rabbani. So, what you must become? So, what will be the tarjumah, translation of Rabbani? Allah wa'ala. So, Allah says that all this ilm Allah gave you. Allah gave you ilm kitab, ilm nabuwat. What, for what reason? That what you must be, don't become. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِن كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. That is the object of becoming an alim, that Allah made you, Allah gave you ilm zahir, ilm batin of tasawwuf, of the ma'rifat of Allah, ilm ghayb, the ilm of the qabr Allah gave you, ilm of akhirat Allah gave you. Now all this for the reason why Allah gave you is that you become Rabbani. Rabbaniyin, plural, jama. Kunu Rabbaniyin, and this is bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab. On account of the fact that you have learned, you did ta'alim and ta'allum of the kitab, of kitabullah, Quran Sharif, for this ummat. Wa bima kuntum tadrusun, and on account of your dars and tadris, your nahwa and sarf, your lughat and adab, all this was so that you could learn Quran Sharif, learn hadith. Then you studied all hadith, tafsir, usul hadith, usul tafsir. And you studied all the hadith kitabs, all this. So, where does our cause end? When have we completed our cause? Ji? Loudly. When have we completed our cause? Jay?
Never.
But Rasman, when have we completed? Dora Hadith. Allah has explained three stages. One dars and tadris, one ta'alim and ta'allum, and then Rabbani, Till you don't become Rabbani, you haven't completed your course. Like this Darul Uloom, every Darul Uloom, every institution, government of the countries also, have a constitution. So to say, in this ayat, Allah made the constitution of our Darul Ulooms. In every constitution, the first thing which is written, aim and object, why we are making the Darul Uloom. So Allah said, the aim and object of Darul Uloom, which Allah made our constitution, kunu Rabbaniyin, that you have to become Rabbani. And then the second thing in any constitution, that our aim and object, what is there, how are we going to achieve it? We say we'll have classrooms, we'll have dars-e-nizami, we'll have asatiza who will teach, etc. So Allah says that to become Rabbani is all this dars and tadris, this ta'aleem and ta'allum. Normally we all say, I'm farigh now, when we completed Dora Hadith. And then the madrasa authorities also put the starbandi for us, that now student has completed. He'll go out in the world and he must go and do deen's work. But Allah says you are only completed when you have done your, when you have become Rabbani. Allahu Allah. That is when you have completed. In when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba Sharif, the great, what a great work Allah took from him. Yeah, mashallah, Maulana Shabbir Sahab, our principal, built Darul Uloom, built the masjid. They feel happy. We all, everyone praise them. Jazakum Allah. What a great service you have done. But Ibrahim alayhi salam built Baytullah Sharif, Ummul Masajid. What a great work. So Allah was very happy that Ibrahim alayhi salam built it. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah told him, make dua, Ibrahim. Ask me what you want. You did such a big job for me. Now what you want? What a dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made. First dua he made, that Rabbana taqabbal minna. Taqabbal babi tafa'ul. One of the khasiyat of babi tafa'ul, takalluf. Takalluf. That it's not worthy of accept. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who in the world can bring the ikhlas and khulus of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Who can bring that mali, tayyib, pure money, wealth he used to build Kaaba Sharif? But he says it's not worth. From here we learn a great lesson. Whatever we do, Allah loves that person. Allah loves that amal, that after doing it, we say, oh Allah, I messed it up. I didn't do it right. Namaz is the greatest ibadah. And Allah loves it the most. At the end of namaz, the masnoon dua, we read, Rabbi khfirli wa li walidayya. But the masnoon dua is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. You made namaz, what guna you made. But we did not do it right. That Allah loves. At the end of an amal, a person says, ya Allah, I couldn't do it properly. I messed it up. You gave me tawfiq of namaz. You gave me tawfiq to become alim. I finished Bukhari Sharif today. I finished my hifz today. But I didn't fulfill justice. Allah loves that. And a person who becomes arrogant, proud, and I did this, I achieved this, Allah doesn't like that. So anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salam made that dua, that, oh Allah, out of your fazl, your karam, you accept it. It's not worthy of acceptance. Watub alayna, oh Allah, forgive us our shortcomings. Then the other dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, and what wisdom and what knowledge and what insight Allah had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Kaaba is built, the building. But now, just the building is done, is not enough. Darul Uloom is built, but no students. Now the students must come. The students have come, but no dars and tadris taking place. It's not fulfilling the object. Dars and tadris must take place. You build a shop, now business must carry on. Not just you got 10 shops, you are happy, oh my 10 shops are built, but nothing is happening in there. You build a house, now you must stay in the house. So the Kaaba is built, now the work of the Kaaba must take place. For that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim. Yeah, build the Kaaba Sharif, yeah, in Makkah Sharif, from amongst them. Rabbana wab'ath fihim, rasulam minhum. A rasul from amongst them, from the Quraysh. So Ibrahim, in fact, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is murade Ibrahim and dua'i Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Mu'arrikhin, historians have written that about 6,000 years passed between Ibrahim alayhi salam and our Nabi alayhi salatu. So the dua was made 6,000 years ago. And it was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But the zahur of the dua took place after 6,000 years. So we normally, we make dua, we may lift our hands, we wipe our hands, and actually, bazubani hal, we are saying, wajadna ma talabna. What we asked for, we got it already. We want it in me. Before we wipe our hands, it must be there. But Allah's system, Allah knows. After 6,000 years, Allah made the zuhur of the dua. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. Then, the nisab of, so if our Nabi was, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for our Nabi from Allah Ta'ala. He is murad and dua Ibrahim. And then for nabuwat, rasulam, send a rasul to them. And then the syllabus of the rasul, so to say, Ibrahim alayhi salam made the syllabus also. And the syllabus of our rasul, imamul anbiya, imamul rusul, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His syllabus is the syllabus of every alim also. Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. So that syllabus which was for the Nabi, that is our syllabus also. And the place for executing, the place for doing the syllabus was Ka'batullah Sharif, Baytullah. So every, and Baytullah, Ummul Masajid. So all Banat of Kaaba Sharif, all the other Masajid, this work must carry on in those Masajid. And the ulama must do this work. What is this work? First thing, Yatlu alayhim ayatika. That ayat of the Quran Sharif must be recited to the people. Today, before we have a bayan now, we have khutbah, then we read some ayats of the Quran. This is not customary, but this is a sunnat to read khutbah. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, rahmatullah alayh, for about 40 minutes he used to make tilawat before bayan. But that was the days when bayan should be from Isha till Fajr. And after tilawat, zikr, half an hour, three quarter hour zikr. Both tilawat and Quran, taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum, thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. First soften the heart. A farmer who does farming and he doesn't soften the ground, he throws his seeds on top of the hard ground, he'll lose everything. Wind will come, will blow it away. Rain will come, the water will wash it away. But if you soften the ground first, so first the heart must be softened. Then that is the work of tilawati Quran Sharif. Taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabb. And after that, thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Then you go to dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that was the first work, yatlu alayhim ayatika. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh was a senior khalifa, very great alim, very great wali of Allah Ta'ala, senior khalifa of Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh. He said this ayat, this first part, in our times refers to the makatib, where the Muslim children to make tilawat of Quran is mustalzam of ta'aleem et tilawat. If you don't learn how to make tilawat, how are you going to make tilawat? So first, and alhamdulillah, all of us sitting here, we learned how to read Quran Sharif, Nazra. We learned alif, ba, ta, ta, to join the words. We did Nazra finish. That the makatib work, the first stage. So that was the first work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some people, in little ignorance, in error, they say, we are doing the work of the Nabis. You people are doing the work of the ulama, teaching in madrasa. You people are doing the work of the Sufis, Khanqa, etc. We are doing the work of the Anbiya. But the first work of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was to teach Quran Sharif. To make the tilawat, and in order to make tilawat, you have to learn to make tilawat, the makatib. Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, has written that in Makkah Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had established six madaris, the most famous of which was Bayt Arqam, where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was honored with Islam. And in Medina Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established nine madaris, the most famous of which is the Suffa, which is there, the raised platform in Masjid Nabawi till today. That was a Darul Ulum, that was a Darul Iqama, boarding also, That was a Khanqah also. It was everything. And the students came just like today in our madaris. Most of the students are poor students. Ashabi Suffa, most of them were poor people. Almost all of them. And people should give their sadaqat. And they should live by that. And they should do all the acquiring of knowledge, tazkiyah, zikr, everything they should do. So this was the first work. So the darul or the makatib is the backbone of this ummah. And whoever is doing makatib work, teaching in the maktab, organizing makatib, running of makatib, administration, we have to salute them and congratulate them. They are doing the most fundamental work of Nabuwat, which was the work of every alim also. Then the second work after that, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Ta'aleem. There was tilawat-e kitab, yes, ta'aleem-e kitab. That is the learning of the Quran Sharif, which mashallah in our darulums, we start with tarjuma, before that sarf nahwa, so that we can understand. Then we do tarjuma, then we go to Jalalain, then we go to Baydawi, or whichever other kitabs which is being done. So that is the work of the Darul Ulooms. Those people who are engaged in Darul Uloom work, the running of it, who are teaching in it, the students who are learning, they are all engaged in Qari Nabuwat, the work of Nabuwat, of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So, one time I was in Sri Lanka, and there was one alim, Maulana Ismail Sahib. He's still there. He was teaching in the Markaz, and he was teaching Muslim Sharif, other kitabs. And at that time, in my opinion, he was the only one who was doing Khanqa work in the whole of Sri Lanka. So he joined us for translation. And Allah put before that, Maulana Ismail is a person. When we met him, we found out he had 21 children, 4 wives, and 15 alim and hafiz. So as you also getting surprised, I was also surprised. I said, mashallah. So he said, nothing to be surprised about. There is another man, Master Sahib. He's got 31 children. And 25 children are alim and hafiz, also 4 wives. So I said, he's got his master's degree. So he will have so many children, eh? One man, they asked him in census, how many brothers and sisters are you? He said, 18. So I asked, what work does your father do? He said, this is his occupation. That is his profession, his occupation. So anyway, so Maulana Ismail Sahib, there's one thing Allah put in my heart, and I was saying it quite often. He said, I like this very much what you are saying. What was it? I said, if the hafiz of the Quran is performing tarawih, and he reads, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ What will happen? What mistake was there? He left out where you zakki him. So I say, I also came just to give luqma. That most of we ulama also, we also left out where you zakki him. So just as the hafiz will have to repeat, and he'll have to read where you zakki him. We also have to repeat. And we also have to do tazkiyah. Our work, when we finish, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Hikmah comes right at the end, hadith. That's why Dora Hadith in our Darul Ulooms is the last. Otherwise, our biggest kitab is Quran Sharif. Our final year should be Dora Tafsir. But our final year is Dora Hadith. Because the Quran Sharif says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ is first. Last is wal-hikmah. But that is not the last. The last of the last is وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ تَزْكِيهَا النَّفْسِ That is also absolutely important. And this is the four ayats in the Quran are very similar. But there's the only ayat where tazkiyah comes last. In the other ayats, tazkiyah comes second. And after that, which shows that for the students of deen, before you do يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ do tazkiyah also. Then you will enjoy your يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And then you will appreciate if you did tazkiyah. So tazkiyah is very, very important. To understand this tazkiyah and the importance of bringing it into our lives, all of us, we are talibul ilm. What tarkib is this? Mudaf ilayh, izafi tarkib. And in izafi tarkib, What is the notable thing in izafi tarkib? Mughayarat. That means talib is something else, ilm is something else. Talib ilm is not one thing, but the talib is separate, ilm is separate. And the madrasa will only run if they are talib, talaba. If there are no talaba, how can a madrasa run? Talaba have to be there. But when will, and the immediate maqsood in izafi tarkib is the mudaf, talib. If there is no talaba, there is no madrasa, there is no talim. But the actual object, the main object in izafi tarkib is the muzafile, ilm. So as long as a talib-e-ilm is talib-e-ilm, then he will be kept in the madrasa. If he's talib-e-ilm, he won't be kept. If he's talibun nawm, talibun ta'am, and in our times, talibun jawwal, all the time he has to have his jawwal, his cell phone, mobile all the time. And all filthy things on his jawwal. No tazkiyah. All this filth and dirt. And you keeping it, Ustad is teaching Bukhari, Tirmizi, and you got jawwal and you got filth and dirt. Soccer commentary, cricket commentary. What ilm is going to come in there? So, if he's talibul nom, talibul ta'am, talibul jawla, talibul jawlat, then that person, principal, Maulana Shabbir Saab, Mana Bashir Saab will say, please, we excuse you, we can't serve you. You go and do something else. Your Honor, you will be entertained all the facilities of the madrasa, food, sleeping, housing, kitab, everything is for talibul ilm. As long as ilm is your object. So that is the thing that we have. Ilm is important. Then we have another tarkib, ilmuddin. Same, izafi tarkib. Again, yeah, the ilm is most important. If you don't have ilm, ilm of Quran and Hadith, ilm is sahih, proper from Quran, and ilm is sahih is that ilm that you get from your ustads. They got it from their ustads, till it reaches to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what we call our sanad. That ilm, that is ilm is sahih. Ilm which you get from kitabs, na kitabu se, na wazu se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. That is where we get, that ilm is sahih, that we have to get. Then we have to have fahm is sahih, proper understanding also. A father, for example, is lying on his bed at night, he's going to sleep, finish Isha, everything, and he tells his son, Abdullah, bring me water. Well, how will Abdullah take water for his father? In what will he take it? Glass tumbler. Sunday morning, the same father is standing by his car outside. His sleeves are wrapped up, folded up. And he tells Abdullah, bring me water. Now in what will he take water? Bucket. Now a person who wasn't present, and the words are the same, Abdullah, bring me water. If you don't have fahm e sahih, it's possible that when he's lying on the bed, you go with a bucket of water. And when you want to wash his car, you go with a glass of water. So those who were present when the halat, aqwal, and everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was being played out in the world, the sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhu, till we don't connect with them, we won't get fahm sahih. If you look on the internet, you just go on kitabs yourself, and you want to study with your own understanding, you'll make a big mistake. And that is where Salafis make a big mistake, where modernists make big mistakes. With their fahm, they don't want to go through the channel of the fahm of the correct, fahm Quran, fahm sahih. They don't want to take that. So they are making mistakes, like we laugh at it, but this is the mistakes they are making. That when the father is sleeping, they're going with a bucket of water. And when you want to wash the car, they're going with a glass of water. So we need, and that is from our asatiza. And not only the sahaba radiallahu, from your ustad, the whole chain till there must be intact. That fahm which came in that way, that is fahm sahih. Not according to the modern world of today. Today many people want to judge Islam according to the modern world. No, you can't. You have to judge Islam according to the time when it was revealed. At that time, what was the law? You have to see Islam in that time. And Allah has given Islam this elasticity and this capability that it fits right in our modern time. But don't make the big mistake of fitting Islam into modern times. Modern time must fit into Islam. You wear, for example, a size 7 shoe. Now, by mistake, size 6 shoe came. And you are getting married tomorrow. You have to wear it for your wedding day, your nikah. Now you see it's not fitting. It's your very main shoe which you like. Now you're going to cut your toes off so that the shoe fits you. Will anyone do that? You can't. So we can't chop off Islam to fit into modern times. A person wanted a lion. This is just an example, not masala. It is haram totally, but an example. He wanted the lion to be tattooed on his hand. So he went to the person who tattoos, and he told him, make me a lion. So he said, no problem. So he started, he pricked, and he pained him. He said, what are you doing? I'm making the tail of the lion. Oh, it's too painful. You can have a lion without a tail. So make my lion without a tail. It's too painful. So he said, okay, no problem. Again he pricked him. Again he jumped. Very painful. What's wrong? I'm making the ear of the lion. Oh, it's too painful. You can have a lion with one ear only. So he said, okay, we'll make a lion with one ear. He pricked him again. Again he jumped. What's wrong? I'm making that. Oh, you can have a lion without ears. Finally, if everything is too painful, what lion will you have? So today in modern times, Fajr is too hard. I can't get up Fajr time. And to keep a dear beard, my beard is in my heart. I don't have to show the world I'm a Muslim. I keep my beard in my heart. In your heart, you got cholesterol. You got blocked arteries. You got angina, you got enough problems, you got so much tension, so much worry, and you're putting your beard also in your heart. So take out the beard from the heart, put it where it's supposed to be. If Saudi Airlines landing at O.R. Tambo with all Hajjis, they just made Hajj now 2-3 days ago, they are clean of all kama waladathu ummu, clean of all their gunas. The captain announces, we got the best wheels in the world. Nobody got wheels like Saudi Airlines, he announces. And we don't have to make riyah and show the people. So when we're going to land, we're going to keep the wheels inside. We're not going to take them out. All will say, poor, please, captain, keep your ikhlas for tahajjud time. Keep your ikhlas for haram sharif. But yeah, make riyah. Take out your wheels. If you don't take out your wheels, what will happen to us? The whole plane will go up in flames. So keep the beard on its place. So today, we don't want that Islam. We want Islam, we want to pull Islam into modern times. We have to fit modern times into Islam. And Islam fits. Islam is for all times, for all places of the world. And for that, Allah gave us our great fuqaha, who understand. And according to the times, they will take out the same missile from the Quran and Hadith that will fit in this time. So anyway, ilmuddin, this ilm must be ilm-e sahih, fahm-e sahih. And from there will grow amal-e sahih. Ilm-e sahih plus fahm-e sahih equals to amal-e sahih. Otherwise, if your ilm was not sahih, it wasn't connecting there, it was other ilm you got, or it wasn't fahm-e sahih, it won't equal to amal. And if we see amal is not coming in our lives, understand either our ilm is not sahih or our fahm is not sahih. Otherwise, ilm is sahih plus fahm is sahih equals amal is sahih. Amal is sahih will come in your life. So ilmuddin. So ilm is important. If we don't acquire this ilm is sahih, we will have bid'at. Because according to your own desires you will do. You will have shirkiyat, khurafat. It won't be deen. It won't be a deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be all other things which is happening in the world. Many people, what they are doing, and they're calling it deen. One side is bid'at, one side is Salafism, one side is modernism. They're all calling it deen. They all say they are on deen. Even the mushrikin of Makkah should say we are on deen. But it must be ilm sahih, fahm sahih. So this ilm is absolutely required. But the main object in idafi tarkib is the mudafile. So, ilme, deen. Deen is what is your object. From here also understand that in idafi tarkib there is mughayirat. Ilm is something else. And deen is something else. Usually all of us, Not only the students, but even the authorities, when Dora Hadith, 50, 60 students have completed the Starbandi, Jalsa, everything, what we say? That they have now, they got deen. They all got ilm of deen. They haven't still got deen. Deen will come only when you go into the chapter, into the bab of wa yuzakkihim. Yeah, yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah, you got ilm. And if we can understand this properly in our hearts, that ilm is something else, deen is something else. Normally when we get ilmuddin, I feel I got deen now. So a student who has completed, now he becomes khatib, now he's going to give deen to the people. Khutbah, bayan, waaz, nasihat. He's going to become a mufti, he's going to become a mudarris, he's going to teach. Now he's got deen. That's how we take it. And now I must give deen to other people. Whereas we still haven't got deen. Deen will come when you'll make the effort for deen. For ilm, how many years? 6 years, 8 years, alim course. Hifz, 2 years, 3 years. Qiraat, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year. Iftar, 1 year, 2 years. For ilm, for deen, we can't even take out 40 days. Hey, if a person takes out 40 days and stays with some person who has got deen, that is a person who we call a buzurg. That is a person who we call Allah wa Allah. The person who has got deen, if you stay with him, you stayed with ulama, you became an alim. You stayed with your ustad who's a hafiz, he made you hafiz. If you stay with a person who's got deen, then deen will come into you. And you stay with that niyat, and for at least 40 days minimum in our time, stay with a person who has got this deen. There was one great alim, Maulana Ayyub Surti, in Batley, in England. He has passed away now recently. Alhamdulillah, very pious person, the host of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And I had a great liking, we should get on very well. He's much more my senior also. He told me two times this, and he said, wherever you get ulama, I'm telling you this as an amanat. Pass it on to the ulama. So what he told me, that one time, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was returning from Nizamuddin, Tablighi Markaz in Delhi, to Saharanpur by road. By road, Jalalabad also comes on the way. When they came to Jalalabad, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told his friends, the driver, that we are passing Jalalabad, let us go and meet Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also. Take his duas, make his ziyarat, etc. They went. Then when they stopped, Hazrat said, first find out if Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib, is not doing some work, is not doing aram, etc. Students are students. Immediately one student said, Hazrat Ji is making aram, he's resting. So then Hazrat Ji had a, Hazrat Shaykh used to talk very fast also. So he said, chalo bhai, chalo, kisi ko taklif nahi deni chahi, chalo, aage chalo. They went away. Then when they reached Saharanpur, Hazrat Ji woke up, he found out that Hazrat Shaykh came. And he reprimanded that student, I wasn't resting. Even if I was resting, such a great person came and you should have woken me up. So then Hazrat Ji himself went the next day to Saharanpur to meet Hazrat Shaykh. Just see the love and respect they had for one another. So he went and he met Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Then Alaik Salaik, Kalam Salam, everything finished. Then Hazrat Shaykh sent one by one all the people, Khadims who was there, the Murids, out of that special room of his. Until finally his Khadim al-Khas, he sent him also out. Now only Hazrat Shaykh and Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali were left. Then Hazrat Shaykh started crying. And this has to do with seeing. I saw many people in the Ummat, Allah bless them with the quality of crying, buka. But I saw two people really. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And both are my Shaykh. My Shaykh Awwal, Hazrat Shaykh. My Shaykh Thani, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah. When they cried, when we in our rooms and make jokes and we laugh and we make ghibat even of the ustad, which is the worst thing, which is a very common disease among students. Try your best to totally stay away. Students, they like to, on the ustad, this ustad, his habit is like this, he carries on like this, etc. This ghibat is most harmful. And even if you're not making the ghibat, listening to it, you are equally in that guna. If you can't stop that friend of yours, Go out of the room. Go to toilet. Do any other excuse. But don't fall. This is a common thing with students. Ghibat of ulama is the ghibat of Muslims. Is ghibat of non-Muslims we shouldn't make. Ghibat of Muslims, ghibat of ulama, and ghibat of your asatiza, who are your greatest benefactors, who are giving you ilm, and you make ghibat of them. This is most dangerous. But unfortunately, there is a common disease among students. Abstain from it completely. And when we do that, we laugh so much, our stomach shakes. We roll on the ground. But these buzurgs we saw, when they cry, then that is the whole body shakes. Not only the tears are coming out, but the whole body is shaking when they are crying. Hazrat Sheikh started crying so much, uncontrollably. About 20 minutes, not 1-2 minutes. Then Hazrat Malik Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is trying his best to ask him, what is the problem? But the way he was crying, he couldn't even speak a word. After about 20 minutes, when the crying now became a bit less, so Hazrat, what is the problem? If it is some personal problem in the house, etc., you've got with the family, we are your khadims. We will help. Tell us what. If it's some financial problems, you may be needing some big amount of money, we will make arrangements for it. Nobody will know. We will provide and we will make that. When Hazrat gained control of himself about half an hour, he said, "Bhai, I got no problems like that. My problem is that up to now, students, when they used to become farigh, graduate, then they should come to Allah Wala and stay in their sohbat 6 months, 4 months, 1 year they should stay. And they should get deen there. Now they just got the ilm of deen. And before they are farigh, they already got their post, imam of a certain masjid, in a certain madrasa, mudarris, etc. And they haven't done tazkiyah stuff. So what is going to happen to the ummah?" Then Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah, just to console Hazrat Shaykh, told him, "Hazrat, aisi baat nahi, talaba to abhi mere paas aate hai tazkiyah ke liye." "Achha, aate hai, agar aate ho to bahut achha." But the fact is, we know that practically none of us go for tazkiyah. During our study days, after we have completed, whereas our completion is only when we have done wayuzakki. That is only when our completion is done. To give you an example to understand that a bit more clearer, one person needed an operation. So on the day of the operation, he went to hospital doctor. So doctor saw him, he's very, very frightened, tense, pressure, he's gabrified. "I'm in my operation." Doctor asked him, "What's wrong? Why are you so tense and so frightened?" He said, "Doctor, I'm 30, 35 years old. My wife is 30 years. I got 3-4 small children. You're going to put me under chloroform. You're going to cut me up. If I don't come back to life, what will happen?" So the doctor, to console him, that don't have so much worry, doctor told him, "See, my friend, this is your first operation of your life you're going to do. Don't worry. This is the first operation I'm going to be doing also." Now what will happen to that poor patient? First operation of his life. And then if it is the first operation and he didn't do housemanship, that doctor, he only did theory. He got distinctions in theory. 100% all distinction. But he didn't do housemanship. What is housemanship? That is sohbat. What is sohbat? What is housemanship? That you see the elder doctors, how they operate. You watch how they do. And when reasonably now, you got the knowledge also. With your eyes, you see how they behave, how they operate, how what they do, etc. Then you operate now. And they watch you, how you are operating. And when they are satisfied that no, now he's doing everything right, he knows how to do, then you can become a doctor in practice, till you, when you have done your housemanship. So an alim also has to do his housemanship. You got the knowledge, but now stay with buzurgani deen. Allahu Akbar, Allah, in his fazal and karam, that I stayed with my sheikh, and I saw such things which I would never have understood anywhere else. How Hazrat interacted with people, with different types of people, different occasions. Till you don't learn this, and that is our problem. We blaming the awam, the public, that they don't practice on deen, they don't listen to ulama, they haven't got respect, but we haven't presented deen in the right light to them. That is the problem. When this is done in the right light, the people will flock towards deen. The people will love the ulama. They will respect the ulama. They will carry the ulama on their heads. But when we get that, we have to bring that in our lives. If the doctor who didn't do housemanship, And he's operating. And he got his textbook, he sees that. And then he says, you must do like this, he go and do it. Then he come back, he turn the pages, oh, now I must do this, he go and do that. Now there's a complication. Now he can't find the answer in the textbook, another textbook, internet, phone up some doctors, what will happen to the poor patient? Hey, one person asked one Maulana that a mouse fell in the well. Now today, no more wells. The masala is not fresh in our mind. If we also have to ask you, you have to ask me. I don't think we'll know the masala, that if the mouse fell in the well, how many? Those who are reading Nurul Iza now, they will know the masala. But those who are finished, they're not reading Nurul Iza, who are reading Kitabun Nikah, and their whole mind is in Kitabun Nikah, what are they going to know about masala tul bi'r juhatun? In Kanzud Daqaiq, what will they know of that masala? So Maulana didn't know, but he read Mantiq also. So he asked that person what was the color of the mouse. That got nothing to do with the masala. So he said, go quickly, find out. Go and find out what was the color. And quickly he took out Nurul Iza, Beshti Zewar, he checked up the masala. So like that, if your patient got a problem and now you want to go check up Nurul Iza. So whenever we give Juma Bayan, the ulama, we are doing Ruhani operation on our people, the patients. When husband and wife problems come to us, they are fighting and that, we are doing a Ruhani operation. When partners in a business are doing, they got a problem, they come to us, we are doing Ruhani. But we didn't do housemanship. In a country, if there is law and they practice on the law, and a doctor opens his surgery, practices without doing housemanship, they won't only close him up, they lock him up. So really, most of us, almost all of us, we have to actually be locked up. And when this is the condition of us as the ulama, we didn't complete our course. Neem hakeem, khatra-e jaan. Neem mullah, khatra-e iman. We are neem mullah if we didn't do yuzakkihim, which the Quran says, not from buzurgs what they say, not what the elders say, not what I'm saying. Quran Sharif says, these three works have to be done. Tilawate kitab, ta'aleem-e kitab, and tazkiyah-e nafs. Then we are fit now. Then we come into the medan and the field to do the work of deen. Now you can do tabligh. Now you do tadris. Now you do tasneef. Now you do ta'alif. Now you do what you want to. But first, the basic three things. You didn't put a foundation of a building. And now you are building higher and higher. What's going to happen? So this is what is most important. And if we will do this, then insha'Allahul Aziz, wallah, I say, you'll see a whole change in the ummah. People by nature, whether it's a Christian, whether it's a Jew, they have love for the Creator, for Allah. Those who are true Christians, those who are true Hindus, Jews, people in the world, and by nature, Allah, when He presented Himself in Alame Alastu bi Rabbikum, the love of Allah was printed into our heart. Everyone, now the dust came in this world. Ashes came over that. A person who removes that and you start, so to say, see Allah. To zahir hai, aur laak parde mein hai tu. To baatin hai, aur sakht izhar tera. To awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to baatin. Tu hi hai, tu hi, ya ke asar tera. When you see Allah, wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look in yourself, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, of the qudrat of Allah, of the wahdaniyat of Allah Ta'ala, is you yourself, O insan. Who made your eyes? Who made these brains? Who made your heart? Who gave you everything what you have got? None other but Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is that great being. See, there are 360 joints in the body according to hadith. Now, just one joint we will discuss. This joint of your elbow, yeah. If there wasn't this joint, and your hand was straight like this, all these joints are perfect. No arthritis, no gout, no nothing. You took your food in your fingers. And on that, see Allahu Akbar. One time, Sheikh Abdu was a great Misri Sheikh of Azhar. He was visiting India many years, over 50, 60 years ago, 70, 80. And he was having meals with Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh. And when they were eating, Sheikh Abdu, Misris and Arabs generally eat with spoon and fork. So he told Maulana Anwar Shah, you also eat with a fork, spoon and fork. So Maulana, Allahu Akbar, our ulama, ha ulai abai faji'ni bi mithlihim. What great, we don't realize who our aslaf, akabir, and we don't even realize who our asatiza are. We just see them in human form. But what qualities your present asatiza have got. Those who will make tazkiyah, then you look at your asatiza with the eyes of your heart. And you'll see what qualities and you'll try and follow them. In this zamana, your asatiza who are present here now, they have got great, great qualities. But we don't see it. We just see him as one ustad. And we don't appreciate them. So anyway, so Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, immediately put his hand like this. And he said, I am eating with a fork. This is a fork. A fork has got four thongs on it. And he said, I am eating with a fork. And then he said further, my fork is better than your fork in four ways. One of the ways is that my fork is made by Allah. Your fork is made by China, Malaysia, Indonesia. And if it's a Chinese fork, you won't even finish your meal and your fork will be broken. My fork, before eating, sunnat, I washed my fork myself. And your fork, I don't know if they washed it, or it isn't washed, or how they washed it. My fork can bend also. So I catch my food very easily. Your fork can't bend. So I see you people eating with spoon and fork. That piece of meat is going this side of the plate. That side you're trying to get hold of it. I catch my fork, my food very easily. And my fork, it's got a thermometer in it also. I feel the temperature of the food. If it's too hot for my mouth, sometimes you put hot tea to your mouth. How it burns you. So my fingers, the tips of the fingers feel the temperature of the food. Whether it's all right for my mouth or not. With my fork, if I hit my teeth, no pain, no problem. With your fork, it pains. Your tooth might fall out also. It will start bleeding also. And greatest thing, my fork is sunnat-e Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your fork is the way of the dushman. So anyway, if this fork of yours, this is a fork also. It's a cup also. It's a spoon also. Allah gave you everything in your hand. You got the food, but if there was no joint here, try your best to bring your fingers to your mouth. Or take your mouth to your fingers. If you are not shy and you think I'm just making some drama, you can try it out now. And if you are shy, then when you go to your room, you try it. But don't do it in front of all the friends in the room. They'll think, what's wrong with this friend? He's because Maulana came and Maulana made jadu on him. Go in the bathroom and lock the door also. And put the light off also and whole night try to bring the fingers to your mouth or your mouth to your... You'll never... Who is it that gave us this joint? And for this joint, no oiling and greasing. Your motor car, 20,000 kilometers, 6 months, must go for service. Our whole life, is there anyone here who said he went for servicing for this joint? Or he did oiling and greasing, or ball bearings got finished, put new ball bearings. Whole life we are, what are the favors of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala made us when a child is born, no teeth in his mouth. Because there is nothing to eat, he's going to drink milk, and drink milk on a very delicate part of his mummy. And if he bites the mummy, what will happen to poor mummy? So, no teeth. Then when he's going to eat, very soft food. Mari biscuits, Bordeaux biscuits, very soft. So Allah put milk teeth. And now when he's going to eat biryani and roast, then the real teeth come. And they grow to one level and they stop there. If we were making babies, we will think when a baby is 1 year old, his teeth must be 1 millimeter. And when he's 10 years old, 10 millimeters, 1 centimeter. And when he's 20, 25, so the bottom teeth will be 1 inch, 2.5 millimeters. Top tooth will be 2, 2.5. And that's the age when boys and girls usually get married. And it's sunnah to see the girl before you get married to her. Now you're going with this big teeth. And usually when you see the girl, you smile also. She will tell her parents that, who you getting married to me? Me. To a Maulana, you said Maulana is coming. And he's a Qari also, and he's a Mufti also. But to me, he looks like a bulldozer. Like this earth moving machines he looks like. And no problem, her teeth should be also so big. And you should also run from this door. If there was another door, she'll run from that door. If the teeth kept on growing, and now you are Dadi Ma and Dada Baji and Nana of 80 years, and your top tooth is 8 centimeters, and your bottom tooth is 8 centimeters, and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they come, you want to hug them, you want to kiss them. They'll get a fright that who is this monster here? Who is this giant? They'll run away. Who is it that our teeth come to one level and it stays on that level? And your teeth, if we observe proper sunnat hygiene, cleanliness of the mouth, there isn't time to go in this subject, you will find that your teeth will be like pearls. Hey, neat and tidy. You won't have to go to dentist. And I'm not talking of false teeth or implants, your own natural teeth. If we stop eating the chappies, and we stop smoking, and we stop with all our bad habits, eating junk food, and we call it junk food, all these things. One of the worst things for the teeth is Coca-Cola. What it contains in there is extremely harmful for the teeth. If we don't have all that, we have natural good food and proper hygiene of the mouth, your teeth will be like pearls all the time. So this is, Allah has made this human being. وَفِي أَنْ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ We have created man in the most beautiful form. So this is this insan. So this is when tazkiyah will take place. Like this glass here, if it is dirty outside, not inside, we won't want to give somebody water. We say the glass is dirty. But the outside is dirty, not the inside. And then we to wash the glass, what will we use? Water. And what will we put inside? Water. So the zikr of Allah will purify the heart. And once the heart is purified, Allah comes himself in that heart. You only have to even say, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gay, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gay. You don't have to say that. One, your heart has been purified, Allah comes. Allah in Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I don't fit in the heavens. I don't fit in the heart. The only place I fit in is the qalbi mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min. And when Allah comes in your heart, you are a king. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. When Allah is ours. So deen is our final object and also not the final. That is in our eyes normally final. Udkhulu fi deenillahi afwaja. Deenillah, also muzaf, muzafile. The deen of Allah. Allah is the final object. Allah is our quest. What we have to work for is Allah. We start with dars and tadris, ta'aleem and ta'allum. We get ilm of deen. Then we make amal on that. Amal is sahih also. And then haqiqat must come in that amal. If our amal are just pictures, if you got a picture of a lion, little children, they also take a scissor and cut the tail of the lion. Picture. What can the picture do? They take a knife and poke it in the eyes of the lion. What can the lion do? It's a picture. But if you have a real lion in a zoo, but it's in a cage, they also, they write, don't interfere with the lion. But small children, they'll take stones, throw it at the lion. I'm so brave, see, I can throw stone at the lion. Lion can't do nothing. But a real lion in a jungle, if you are 50 meters away trying to interfere and see what that lion will do at you. Today, unfortunately, most of us, we are only picture Muslims. That is why the enemies of Islam, what they are doing with us in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, Egypt, everywhere. What is it? Because we are picture. We can't do a thing. One was that time when they were real Muslims. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is making qailula in the Sahin courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. He just takes a turn, karwat in his sleep, a turn. And the Caesar in Rome, he messes his trouser. So lot fear they had for a real Muslim. Today, who's got fear for a Muslim? Because we haven't got anything within us. When Haji Bhai Padia Marhum was once traveling by plane, people have to go eat now. What's your program? So don't give me baddua, eh? Because I know when a student wants his food, he feels hungry. But I'll finish now, inshallah. So anyway, you are sitting next to a Jewish rabbi in the plane. Sometimes it happens. Who sits next to you? It's not your choice. They started talking. The Jewish rabbi said, today we have no fear for the Muslims. Because Allah's help is not with them, Allah's help is not with us. Today we got more material power. All arms and ammunition and everything, we got more, which the Muslims don't have. So we will overpower them. The day your masjids get full in Fajr, as they get full in Jummah, that's the day we won't even fight you. unless help will be with you, and then we will just hand over everything to you. We know we can't fight you. So we need Allah's help. And Allah's help comes on a'mal, and a'mal that got life in them. Otherwise, one namaz, the Quran Sharif says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Azab, for those who make namaz. Which namaz? أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Unmindful of our namaz. Ask most of us, where is our mind in namaz? Hey, and one namaz, Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ خُشُو خُدُو دِيَان وَلِي namaz. That namaz, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ for that namaz. So today, there is one person, he's still there, Abdullah Saud in Argentina, where Maulana Suleiman Jada is. He's with him, they are very close. He said his father told him that they were in Palestine that time, his father and them. And Sharon, he was the army officer at that time. And he knew Arabic also very well, Sharon. He told his father, Abdullah Saud's father, that we are sending you people out of Palestine, we're going to capture all this land. Sending them to South America, they went to Argentina, all different countries. He says, but don't worry, you will get this land back, Sharon told them. But he says, when? Not today. The day your masjids get full for Fajr, as they get full for Jummah, this land will come back to you. Muslims will rule the world. We haven't got amal. We get ill, but we haven't got deen. And deen is zahiri amal with the haqiqat. Just a dhancha, a form of a body without ruh, you go and perished. It's useless. Ruh must be there. Ruh must be in our amal. So all I would like to say, khulasa-i kalam, that what we have to, all these things are necessary. Your dars, your tadris, your mutala, your takrar, your pabandi in sabak, all these things. And then get proper ilm sahih, get fahim sahih, and then you will have amal sahih. And amal sahih is the outward form also is according to masail, and inside that amal got ruh in it, and that will bring Allah's help. And when Allah's help will come, and for that we don't have to go and collect big amounts of money. We don't need armies. We don't need military power. We don't need big buildings. We don't need computers. This is a simple method. Do this, and wallah, I'll say, Islam will come in our lives. And when Islam will come in our lives, Islam will spread in the world also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Fahimtum kalami? Mada fahimtum? Mada fahimtum? Eh? Quickly, don't be shy. Jee? Tazkiyah, mashallah. If you understood that, tazkiyah is the important thing. Which we have made nasiya mansiya, as though it does not exist also. Then if that will come, then we'll see our ilm will have value. All our things will fall into place. May Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a, wa amalan mutakabbala, wa rizqan halalan tayyiban wasi'a, wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Allahumma anfa'na bima allamtana, Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una, Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور قلوبنا بالكتاب Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.